This is the South America Debrief by Atlas News. Welcome to the South American Debrief by Atlas News. Starting off in El Salvador, a wave of election results is rolling in. But one thing is clear. President Nayib Bukele is claiming a resounding victory. In a social media post, Bukele declared himself and his New Ideas Party re-elected, claiming over 85% of the vote and control of most legislative seats. However, with official results yet to be announced, questions linger about the legitimacy of the process and the future of El Salvador's democracy. Let's dive deeper. Firstly, Bukele's popularity stems from his perceived success in tackling gang violence. In 2022, amid a surge in homicides, he implemented controversial measures like suspending certain constitutional rights and cracking down on gang communication. While human rights groups raise concerns about abuses, Bukele's tough stance resonated with many Salvadorans yearning for safer streets. Second, Bukele's unorthodox style resonates with younger voters. He leverages social media effectively, bypassing traditional media and portraying himself as a modernizer. His Bitcoin adoption policy, the first of its kind, further cements his image as a tech-savvy leader. However, shadows loom over Bukele's potential second term. His claim of victory before official results raises concerns about transparency and respect for democratic norms. Additionally, his party's dominance in the legislature could fuel fears of consolidating power and potentially rewriting the Constitution to allow re-election, a prospect fiercely contested by his opponents. Internationally, El Salvador's election is being closely watched. While Bukele's approach to gang violence may have yielded success in reducing crime, the human rights implications and potential erosion of democratic checks and balances raise concerns. What lies ahead for El Salvador? Will Bukele's strong mandate translate into continued stability and progress? Or will concerns about authoritarian tendencies and democratic backsliding overshadow his achievements? Only time will tell. But one thing is certain. El Salvador's political landscape is at a crossroads and the world is watching. Moving to Argentina, Javier Milei, Argentina's newly elected president known for his radical libertarian views, is heading off on his first official international trip. This week, he'll visit Israel and Italy, meeting with key figures and drawing global attention to his unorthodox brand of leadership. However, this trip comes amidst internal turmoil in Argentina, raising questions about whether Milei can bridge the gap between his bold proposals and the nation's complex realities. Israel holds a special place in Milei's heart. He's openly expressed his interest in Judaism and will be accompanied by his rabbi, aiming to appoint him as Argentina's ambassador. This stance contrasts with other South American leaders who lean towards supporting Palestine. Milei's visit will be closely watched, particularly regarding potential shifts in Argentina's foreign policy towards Israel. Next, Milei heads to Italy for a more politically charged encounter. He'll meet with Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, another right-wing leader, and the Pope, whom Milei previously criticized as a filthy leftist. This meeting will be fascinating. Can Milei find common ground despite past inflammatory rhetoric? However, Argentina's domestic situation casts a shadow over these international visits. Milei's omnibus reform bill, aiming to deregulate the economy and limit spending, has sparked protests and met with mixed reactions. With soaring inflation exceeding 200%, social unrest simmers. Balancing economic reforms with public discontent will be a delicate dance for Milei. Milei's international tour presents a crucial opportunity to showcase his agenda and potentially attract foreign investment. Yet, the domestic unrest cannot be ignored. Whether his ambitious reforms translate into actual improvements for Argentines, while maintaining societal stability is the key question. Can he reconcile his ideology with the nation's complex needs? Only time will tell if Milei's first steps on the world stage will pave the way for success or further ignite tensions at home. Next, Ecuador is battling a powerful drug cartel, Los Choneros, led by the elusive José Fito Macías, who recently escaped prison. In response, Ecuador joined forces with Spanish police in coordinated raids targeting the gang's suspected headquarters in both countries. This multinational effort highlights the international reach of drug trafficking and the challenges Ecuador faces in restoring order. Early Tuesday morning, authorities raided 33 properties in Ecuador and 10 in Spain, netting arrests, evidence, and significant funds. This marks a significant step in disrupting the gang's operations, but the ultimate goal remains capturing Fido himself. Fido's escape triggered a nationwide state of emergency, highlighting the instability he causes. Authorities suspect he fled to Argentina, where his family members were briefly detained before deportation. His capture remains crucial for peace within Ecuador. President Noboa classified Los Choneros and other gangs as terrorist organizations, reflecting the violence they incite. Multiple raids on prisons and hospitals demonstrate the government's aggressive approach, but concerns linger about long-term solutions and potential human rights violations. This gang, operating since the 1990s, has grown through violence and control of drug smuggling routes, particularly along the coast. Their affiliation with the Sinaloa cartel further complicates the issue. The Ecuador-Spain raids exemplify the need for international collaboration in tackling drug trafficking networks. However, it's crucial to address the root causes of gang violence and instability within Ecuador itself. While the raids represent progress, Fido remains at large. His capture and dismantling of Los Choneros' infrastructure are crucial for achieving lasting peace and stability in Ecuador. The complex challenges of poverty, lack of opportunity, and corruption cannot be ignored alongside law enforcement efforts. And finally, news broke yesterday of the sudden death of former Chilean President Sebastián Piñera in a helicopter crash. While details are still emerging, this event casts a shadow over Chile and raises questions about the circumstances surrounding the accident. Authorities have confirmed a helicopter crash near Lago Ranco, claiming one life and injuring three others. Initial reports identify the deceased as Sebastián Piñera, Chile's two-term president who left office in March 2022. This is a rapidly evolving situation with limited information available. The cause of the crash and identities of the injured remain unclear. While Chileans mourn the potential loss of a prominent figure, questions linger. Was this a tragic accident, or are there other factors at play? A thorough investigation is crucial to understand the cause and offer closure to all involved. If confirmed, Piñera's death marks the passing of a complex and controversial figure. A billionaire businessman, he navigated Chilean politics for decades, leaving a legacy of economic growth and social reforms alongside deep societal divisions. This event undoubtedly impacts Chile's national discourse. Beyond questions surrounding the crash, it's likely to ignite discussions about Piñera's legacy, current political tensions, and the nation's future direction. With Piñera's international profile, this news will attract global attention. Leaders and diplomatic organizations worldwide may offer condolences and reflections on his impact. This has been the South American Debrief by Atlas News.